We had difficulty learning the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara according to both opinions in the Rishonim. So again, just to review, we have the Shitas of Rambam. According to the Rambam, Big Day Kohen is only permitted during the Avodah itself. That's the Shita of the Rambam. And according to the Ravid, Big Day Kohen is permitted anywhere in the Beis HaMikdash. Only B'Medina, only when you leave the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to wear the Big Day Kohuna. And actually, the pashtus of the Sugya Sashas goes in both places, both ways. Because in Meseches Yuma, on Daf Samach Tes, that's the basis to the Shita Saraivad, over there the Gemara seems to say very clearly that B'Migdash, it's Mutter Avaloi B'Medina, which that mirrors the Shita of the Ravid. Our Sugya mirrors the Shita of the Rambam. Because our Sugya says it's only B'Idin Avoida, only allowed to wear Big Day Kohuna during the time of Avoida. So we really have two different Sugyas, and the Mashmas of the Sugya itself goes in both ways. Our Sugya seems to conclude more like the Shita of Rambam in Lomdas, not only in the Loshon. Because our Gemara says, since it says Lo Yisulba Shatnas Gedilim Tase Locha, Mandalo Ishtari Kilayim Lagabe Belavisha the Machayev. Mitzvah Sitzis. Vahani Kohanim Hoyo Vishtaru Kilayim Lagabayo. Loy Lachayevu. The Gemara concludes, Kamash Malon, Nihi the Ishtari Bidin Avoida, Belaidin Avoida Loy Ishtari. Although they're allowed to wear Big Day Kuna during Avoida time, not during Avoida time, they're not allowed to wear. So the Gemara clearly seems to be in conclusion like the Rambam, forgetting the Diyak and the Loshen. Because if the Ravid is right, that Big Day Kohun is Mutter even when they're not doing Avodah, so it is Ishtari. In other words, what is the Gemara saying here in Lomdus? What the Gemara seems to be saying is that the mitzvah of Tzitzis and the mitzvah of Shatnas are linked, they're connected. And it's almost like you can't have one without the other. And if there's a hole in your mitzvah of Shatnas, there's going to be a hole in your mitzvah of Kilayim. And both ways. I'm sorry, mitzvah. If you don't have Shatnas, you don't have Tzitzis. And therefore, the Gemara thought that a Kohen has some kind of Kilayim exemption. And L'chayr, what the Gemara means in the Teretz, is that a Kohen doesn't really have an exemption, it's just Aseh Dechelayz Aseh. The mitzvah of Avodah is Deich HaShatnas. That's l'chayr what the Gemara is saying. In other words, so it's not really an exemption. Nobody would say that a person has an exemption in Eish HaSach because by Yibum you could do Eish HaSach. That's Aseh Dechelayz Aseh. Right? So that's nothing to do with this. Nobody would say that every Jew has an exemption in Mitzvahs Kilayim by Tzitzis. So we don't say that, right? So obviously the Gemara knew that when it's Aseh Deich Elois Aseh, when one mitzvah is pushing off the Lav, the Gemara knew that that's not part of the situation. So the Havamin of the Gemara was that the Kohen's heter to wear Shatnas is not linked to the fact that he's doing Avodah. It's Hutra, which really would be like the Ravid. The Gemara then shifts over and says, no, it's Dechuyah. So what I'm saying is that it's not just a question that the Gemara in Yuma uses one Lashon and the Gemara in Erechin uses another Lashon and we could debate the Lashonis, Avodah, Mikdash, what they mean. I'm saying the Pshat of our Gemara, L'chayr, only flows with the Rambam. It doesn't flow with the Ravid in Pshat. Because according to the Ravid, there is a Hutra. There is an exemption by Kilayim, by Big Day Kohen, even when he's not doing Avodah. So this is the problem. So really, the Ravid, I think, we have a serious problem understanding the Maskon of our Gemara. And according to the Rambam, we have a difficulty understanding the Havamin of the Gemara. Because according to the Rambam, the heter of Kilayim B'Tzitzis is really no different than the heter of Kilayim by Big Day Kohuna is no different than the heter of Kilayim by Tzitzis. It's the same type of a heter. So it doesn't really make sense. So really, this is the struggle we have. So I want to try to give you a mahalach here, which really would shed light on both shitas. and be makara of the sheet of the Rambam to derive it, that it's, they're not so far apart, these two sheetas. Because if the Ravid was of the opinion, like many Achronim explain, that he holds its Hutra, right? It's the Isser Kilayim is not here. Then the logic would be that even if the Kohen would leave the Beis HaMikdash, and he's wearing the Bigdei Kohana, the Hutra should go with him. So the Ravid is also linking it to Avoida. He's not linking it to the Mais Avoida, he's linking it to the Mokam Avoida. He's linking it to the place where you're doing the Avoida. But the Ravid is also not giving you an exemption to Kilayim. The Ravid is giving you a limited exemption, which L'chair proves that it's not a regular Hutra. It's not Hutra, period, Mutter. It has boundaries. It has exceptions. L'moshel, we know that Yibum actually turns into a Hutra. Okay, which means that once somebody does Yibum to their Eish Yisach, and then he divorces her. He could take her back again. Assuming he's not a Kohen, he could take her back again. There's no problem. Why? The Gemara says, V'lokcho, V'hoysa loy le'isha, kivon she'lokcho, nasis kishte l'chol davar. The Gemara says in Yevamos, that once you get a heter to do Yibum, and you exercise that heter, you take her as a Yevamo, she becomes your wife. Moitzia beget, u'machzira, she's your wife. That's a classic hutra. That's a, even if you learn that Yibum is dechuya and it's exception, once you do it, it's hutra. The Ravid is not giving you that kind of a hutra here. He's not saying, oh, big day kahuna, no whistle of kalayim. He's not saying that. He's just taking the Rambam's guide and he's broadening it. The Rambam says you can only wear mamish during avoida. The Ravid is coming, he's saying, b'migdash. So, I think the way we have to understand this is as follows. The Shagas Aryeh here asked several questions on the Rambam. I'm just going to give you one or two of them. I mean, one of them we discussed, it wasn't the Shagas Aryeh's kasha, it's an obvious kasha. And the Shagas Aryeh alludes to it also in one of his shuvas, that the, when they used to do the goyrel in the Beis HaMikdash to see who's going to win any particular avoida. So the Gemara says that they actually did it with Big Day Kodesh, according to one mandama. They would put on the Big Day Kodesh, and they would see if they're going to end up getting the Avoida. Now this was winning a lottery. I mean, most people didn't win. Most people didn't win. Most of the Kahanim did not win. Yet, they wore Big Day Kohana. So if you're going to tell me that according to the Rambam, the Heter is only B'Shas Avoida, how does that work? Again, because if we're going to learn the Rambam simply, that the heter b'shas avoida means, the heter b'shas avoida means that during the time of avoida, there's a duchuya, it gets pushed off. So if you're not doing avoida, there's nothing to push off. You're not doing avoida. So that's very difficult. The Shagas Aryeh goes through many sugyas in Shas, where the Gemara talks about potentially surim for a kohen to do avoida. For instance, chata soif abala sofik. Right? If you have a chata soif abala sofik. So the Gemara discusses the problem. How could you eat it? On the tzad that it's not a korban chatas, it's nevela. You did malika. Malika only qualifies for kutchen. Malika and chulin would be a nevela. So the Gemara says, how could you eat it? The Gemara says, enechanami chata saf abala sofik. That's a Gemara Nozer Daf Choftes. Ask the Shagas Aryeh v'koshe. Nihi de'ikot akanto lovo ili de'sofik achilus nevela. It's true that the Gemara got around the problem of nevela. However, he says, mikomokim tiksha, heichi mishkach astamevi chata sohif abala sofik. How could you bring the korban if it's not a korban? You're wearing kilayim. He says, and that's the case, how could you do it? There's no option. A chatas doesn't come in a dova. So on the side that there's no chi of chatas, this is nothing. You're bringing chulun. So although the Gemara got around the other problems, Chulin Bazara and this, but Kelayim, that's also a problem. To me, it happens to be that the lottery question is bothering me more. This question to me is bothering me less. Because I would be able to be doich and say that once there's a chiyuv to bring this korban, misafik, so this is already called avoida. So I can get around this problem. But the lottery is mamash a plea. Everybody's getting to, it's like a problem. Well, come, put on bidikuna. Put it on. Put it on. It's kilayim. Anyway, so this is what he says. He also asks other questions. It's not be'idne. When the kohen puts on the begadim, he's not yet doing avoda. The Gemara says, I say the chalosh say has to be linked at the same moment that you're doing the mitzvah, you're doing the avoda. It's not linked. And then he asks a whole slew of other questions. On the Seder Levisha, what the Kohen Gadol puts on first, and what he puts on second, and what he puts on third. And the Gemara in Yuma goes through in detail the Seder Avoda, and he says if it's only the Chuya, then the Kelayim should be pushed off as late as possible. And yet, according to the way the Gemara goes there in Yuma, the Kelayim is put on towards the beginning. If it's only the Chuya, how does that work? So these are all issues of trying to get a handle what's going on. So I think perhaps to be miyashiv all these questions and to be makar of the two shitas between the Rambam and the Ravid, we could say like as follows. Really, we find a heter to wear kilayim when you're not wearing it l'shem hanor. L'moshel, the Brisa says, and it's brought down in the Gemara in Yevamos, it's also a Mishnah, kilayim, that if somebody is wearing kilayim not for the purpose of kilayim, he's wearing it just to show off to the customers. In the olden days, they didn't have mannequins. So the salespeople, they were mannequins. I once saw brought down in one of the Kadmonim that they used to actually give sales jobs to different odd-sized people, very large people, used to make a very good panosa, being salesmen. Because they wanted to show that this type of beggar is, works well with this goof. So different odd sizes would actually, so the Gemara says that they're allowed to wear kilayim, because they're not machaven for the hanas levisha. They're not machaven to wear it for hanas levisha. There's actually a stira with this, because the same sugya, the same brisa, the same Mishnah Kilayim brings down that they used to try to wear many begodim by taxes, because they used to tax the garments that are not being worn. So people would put on begodim just to exempt it from taxes. They used to take an inventory check, and people would pay taxes according to what they owned. And people would wear begodim to exempt it from taxes. And the Gemara, the Brisa, the Mishnah says that potentially is not a problem of kilayim. Seems to be a machlokes. And actually, the Rambam paskins very interestingly that for taxes you're not allowed to do it, and a salesman is allowed to do it. That's the Rambam's pshara, which many say is a stira. It's not a pshara, it's a stira. Because if you hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, that you chayev even without kavona, without miskaven, so you should be chayev anyway. By both cases. By the taxes, you should be chayev, and by the salesman, you should be chayev. And if you hold that kavona is pivotal, and without having kavona, it is not a problem, so in both cases, it should be permitted. As in Manashach. Either it should always be permitted, it should always be us. So there's very different approaches how to get around this problem. The Ramor, in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Aleph, in Hilchas Kilayim, the Mechaber brings down like the Rambam, prohibits the Moichrei Ksus, prohibits the Meches, and permits the Moichrei Ksus. The Ramor makes Shalom. He says, no, he says, it's all mutter. Yei Shemim, that everything is okay. Because the Ramor is trying to make that this should be consistent. More like the Rosh. But Lamaisa, the Rambam and the Mechaber both go with that approach. The obvious question is, how do we make it consistent? So that there are various tirutzim. Some want to say a very big chiddush that the marchei ksus, they didn't actually wear it in a regular way. They put something on, and it wasn't worn. The Gemara Lamat, the Lashon is, marchei ksus, marchem kedarka. Sounds like they're wearing it in a regular life. And that's the way many of the Rishonim learn. It's talking about regular levish. So how do you bridge the gap between the two? So one of the approaches to answer this question is the Shach discusses this as well over there in Shin Aleph and Hilchos Kilayim, is that when somebody wears a beged for the purpose of wearing it, l'shem levisha, that's sufficient. In other words, I don't care why you're wearing it. Let's say you put on a beged because you want to take pictures. Okay? L'maisa, you want to wear the beged for the picture. You do have kavona to have a levisha. Okay? You do want to wear the beged. You want the beged on your body. Happens to be, you don't want it because of chama. See, because the Mishnah gives us two extremes. It gives us an example of chamam ne'achama b'ksham ne'akshamim, which means you're wearing the beged to clothe yourself. That's you're not allowed to do. And then it gives me the other extreme, marchei ksus, where marchei ksus, he doesn't even want to wear the beged b'chlal. This is his job. He has to show the guy this is what it looks like. He himself has no hanor at all in any way of wearing this beged. If you ask him right now, do you want to wear the beged? No. So I'm putting it on not for my own purposes. Bechlal, I don't have any purpose to wear this beged. So besides for the fact that I'm not wearing it for protection, which if a guy put on a beged for a picture, he's also not wearing it for protection. Right? So the Shach discusses this distinction. Really, we can capitalize on this and say that's Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that when you're trying to wear a beged for taxes, okay, that was the law. The law was that a garment that's being worn is exempt from taxes. So I want this beged to wear. I do want to wear this beged. I have a personal benefit by wearing this beged. It happens to be it's not providing heat, or it's not providing warmth, and it's not providing protection, but it's providing me a wearing exemption. The fact that I'm wearing the beged, it's exempt. So I want to wear the beged. I'm making a l'shem yichud. I'm putting this on to wear. This is why I want to wear it. He wants to wear it for pictures. The other guy wants to wear it for some other reason. I want to wear it to potter it from taxes. That is also called a levisha. And that's sufficient. And that is why the Rambam holds that there's a problem by meches. By the marchei ksus, he personally has no benefit from wearing the beged. He has no interest in wearing the beged. Then the Rambam says there's no issur of kilayim at all. What? What do you mean? Well, we didn't yet get the kohen. We'll get the kohen in a minute. You're talking about a salesman? What are you talking about? Well, we didn't get the kohen yet. So far, we're talking about a salesman and a tax. What? Who? No. The salesman, if he could sell the garment, if you would tell him, you know what, I'll take it as is. You don't got to put it on. It's okay. I'll take it as is. Right? So Kavalik, he'd be much happier. He's not gaining by wearing it. He doesn't want the levisha. The levisha is not what's triggering his hanah. The meches is different. That's what the Shach's point is. By meches, it's levisha. It's garments that are being worn that have an exemption because they're being meluvish. The flip side is, if I put on the beged and the guy says, I'm not interested. So, I mean, I have no interest in wearing this beged, Patson. And if the guy's not interested in the beged, I'm wearing the beged because potentially he likes the beged and want to buy it. He may decide to buy it. The fact that he likes the way it looks on me, he may buy it. He may decide to buy it without putting it on. The shachos, that's not called kavonas levisha. Kavanas Levisha has to be that I have a benefit right now from this wearing. I want this beged to be worn. Because the hanor that I'm getting is conditional upon it being worn. Just like the hanor I'm getting from looking good in the beged for a photo op is also because hanor that I'm getting from the fact that I'm wearing the beged. And It has to be hano that's a direct tzor from the levishim. That's how the Shach understands it. And that's clearly the Rambam seems to take this approach. Because the Rambam makes a distinction which is very, very difficult that it should be consistent with the halacha of taxes. By taxes, he clearly says it's also, it's mashma, it's not even the Rabbonah. It's also Meikar Adin. No. The exemption that I'm getting is directly, it's not an indirect thing. Directly, the exemption is a beggar that's being worn is exempt from taxes. So in other words, you wearing the beggar is the exemption. That is the hanoah. It's not, I'm putting on a beggar where perhaps this person will like the way it looks and then I'll have hanoah after I take off the beggar and he goes and buys the beggar. He may not even buy this beggar, he'll buy another beggar. Okay? This guy may not even buy the beggar I'm wearing. He'll buy another beggar. So the hanor that I'm getting from the Levisha is not from the Levisha itself. There has to be a correlation, a direct correlation, not an indirect, because that's the whole point of the Shach. There has to be a direct connection between the Levisha and the hanor. Just like, according to the Ramor, it has to be so direct that I have to physically have the pleasure of the Levisha. So according to the Rambam, there's a broader gather. It doesn't have to be that you're having physical pleasure from the Levisha, but it has to be that the pleasure you're getting is directly derived from the Ma'aseh Levisha, which is only by taxes. Somebody asks you afterwards, what pleasure did you get over here? Was that by wearing this garment, I pottered it from taxes. When you ask the salesman what I know, he's not going to say, by wearing this beggar. He's saying, happens to be the customer ended up buying this beggar. The hanor I got is when he bought the beggar. That was the hanor. That's the point. And the point is that even if and when I will get the hanor at the end, it's not directly connected to the Levisha. The Levisha was just a consideration. The Levisha was a consideration that he took into account when he decided to purchase the beggar. The Hanor, again, the Hanor that I'm getting is this customer's decision to buy the beggar. What played into that decision? What played into that decision was the fact that maybe he saw he liked the way it looked on me. That's not called Hanor's Levisha. Hanor's Levisha has to be that after the end, the fact is we can say, you had direct benefit from the Levisha. That's by taxes you have that Metzias. You don't have that Metzias elsewhere. Now, when we come to Bigdei Kohuna, that's a different thing. Dina de Malchus, Dina, that's a whole different parasha. It's Lav Dafka that was Bechlal, a problem of Geneva. It's a shtick, you know, within the framework with taxes. There are shtiklach that are legal. It's a shtick. And there are shtiklach that are illegal. But that's mamish the sugya of dina de malchus dina. That's sugya. Anyway, so that being the case, so now we can analyze Bigdei Kohuna. Under what category does Bigdei Kohuna fall? What is Bigdei Kohuna? Is Bigdei Kohuna called, you're wearing it? Is it not called, you're wearing it? Is he wearing not for Anas Levisha? So there's a Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. If somebody could get me a Chassam Sofer on Yerodeya, it should be in the first chelik of the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. He feels a big Kiddush, the Chassam Sofer. He feels that Bigdei Kohuna don't need any heter. He feels that Bigdei Kohuna is similar to Moichrei Ksus. In other words, the Kohen is not wearing the beged for himself. He's wearing the beged because that's the way to do avoid. That's the way to beged. That's why that's what he's doing. So he feels that Bigdei Kohuna doesn't even require a heter. It's not a seder chalois to say. It's nothing to do with that. Shkech. Yechsam Sofer is found in Yerodeya, I believe, Simen Samach Ches Utes. Here. Simen Samach Tes. He says like this. Elo mechvalta, he says. Levishas kilayim l'tzorech avoida. When a kohen puts on big day kilayim for the purpose of avoida, lesbe isul kalal. Here, this is not usur at all. But here's where he puts it in. He doesn't categorize it as a salesman. He categorizes it as taxes. He happens to hold that taxes is also okay, like the Ramo. Because as I explained to you, there are Rishonim who hold that in order to be chayav for shatnas, you have to have physical pleasure. Not just direct pleasure, but physical. There's really three categories, okay? There's no pleasure. No pleasure at all. Okay? That's one category. That is mutter completely. Then there is physical pleasure. That's usur. And then you have this other pleasure. It's not physical pleasure, but it is direct pleasure from the wearing. That's what, say, we call taxes. By taxes, you're not getting a physical pleasure from the beged, but you're getting a direct benefit from wearing the beged because it's being worn by you. He says he holds, ain't kind of the loigora, it's no worse, milahavir es hameches. But if you note, the Chassam Sofer is being specific. He's not saying it's like Merchiksis. And I believe the reason why, I'll tell you why I think he's saying that. But that's what he says. And therefore, he concludes that's the reason why it's okay. So, that's the Chassam Sofer's position. That being the case, that would only be in the Ramah. The Rambam clearly, even according to the Chassam Sofer's approach, by the Rambam we still would have an issue here. Because if we learn that meches is also according to the Rambam, because you are deriving a benefit from the beged, so then we have the same problem over here, by Big Day Kuna potentially. Now I'll tell you why Big Day Kuna potentially is worse than a salesman. By a Big Day Kohen, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, according to those who hold Kohen Hedyot is Kilayim, the Kohen must have a Levisha. That's what he's looking for. He's looking to accomplish a levisha. Because ain bigdeyam aleim, ain kunasam aleim. The kohen without his garment doesn't have kedushas kuna. So he needs to accomplish a ma'aseh levisha. It's different than the salesman that the levisha is irrelevant, really. The main thing is the end result. He doesn't need a levisha. Which is the whole reason why we said it's okay. The kohen does need a levisha. The kohen needs a levisha for the avodah. He needs levisha. He must have levisha. Now, that being the case, potentially a kohen could be a problem of kilayim, especially according to the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that meches is no good. The tax collector can't wear a kilayim according to the Rambam. So, Big Day Kahuna potentially would fall under that category. But let's take it very clear, very simple. He is being miskaven l'levisha. I would even go a step further and tell you, potentially, if he's not miskaven l'levisha, he may have a problem. He has to be mechaven l'levisha. That's the mitzvah. Yeah, okay, but now you could say mitzvah slav lehonis, let's say even. The hanor that he's having, but what I'm trying to say is, it's zichol l'shem levisha. He's wearing the garment so that it should be worn by him. He's not putting it on not for the purpose of levisha. He is putting it on just like the moiches is putting it on for the purpose that it should be worn by him in order that he should be potter from taxes. But he has to go. He's mechaven. It should be a levisha. That's what's exempting it. The ma'aseh levisha. Now, that being the case, potentially it would fall under the category of kilayim. Now. The Rambam goes and says, Afal Pikein, the Torah came and the Torah said that Bish'as, when you're wearing it, it's okay. When you're doing Avoida, it's okay. Shaloi Bish'as Avoida, it's not okay. Okay? However, let's say I would have an example where it's Shaloi Bish'as Avoida, but it's L'shem Avoida. So here, you have neither. If you're doing it, shaloi b'shas avoida, for the fun of it, You're wearing a big day kohuna, not during time of avodah. You want to wear it. So now you have a problem. It's shatness. That's a problem. If you're putting on the big day kohuna bishas avodah, you have a problem. L'shem levisha, but you have a heter, right? But if you're wearing it l'shem avodah, the reason why you put it on is only in order to do avodah, but you're not holding by doing avodah right now. So now it's mutter memanavshach. It's only called a levisha. Really, it's only called levisha because I need the levisha. I only need the levisha during the avodah. Shaloi b'shas avodah, it's like wearing something without needing the levisha. So it's neither. So therefore, all the examples of the Shagas Aryeh are okay. Because memanashach, if it's an avodah, okay, so I'm allowed to do it. If it's not an avodah, I don't need the levisha. The whole reason why Big Day Kohuna is a potential kilayim is because I have intent that it should be a levisha. Because I have intent that it should be a levisha. So if I'm putting on the beged only because maybe what I'm doing is it's not shatness. On the tzad that it's not an avodah, it's nothing. The garment is not giving me anything. I'm only wearing it for that potential, and the potential is not here. So it's nothing. That wouldn't have a shame. Kilayim b'chlal. So that's the reason why chatzos of Abba Safik is not a problem. That's the reason why when somebody puts on the garment before the lottery, maybe I'll need the levisha here. Potentially. Maybe I'll need it. Say nechanami. If I need it, I can have it. If I don't need it, it's not a problem. It doesn't make a difference. Now, if it's freezing in the Beis HaMikdash, it's just like the salesman. The salesman, when he takes off his nice flannel shirt to put on the suit, right now when he's wearing that suit, it's providing him protection. Yeah, but I'm not wearing it for that purpose. I have my flannel shirt that I'd be wearing now for protection. I wouldn't be wearing this for protection. Yes, it's true. If right now you're going to pull that off me and I'm going to be stuck like this, I thought that's going to be a problem. But I'm not wearing this for protection purposes. But if the point is like this, if not for avodah, if not for the potential of avodah, I'd be wearing my weekday begadim. The only reason why I'm wearing my big day kodesh, the Gemara says, is because w'chayish, interesting Gemara, w'chayish because of the chavivus of the avodah, you may go run and do the avodah. In other words, as soon as you win the lottery, you're going to run and do the avodah. So the only reason why you're wearing these garments now, whether it's an hour, 2 hours, a half hour, 10 minutes, it's because maybe I'll need the levisha. If it turns out I never need the levisha, so it's nothing. Then it's like a meicher ksus. Okay? L'shem mitzvah, it's even better. It's a meicher ksus, l'shem mitzvah. And if, in fact, I'm going to need it, I'll be allowed to have it. That's why it's linked. Those are the two nekudas that it's linked. Now the Ravid Shita, I believe, is that the Ravid Shita is that that by a meiches, even by the tax collector, because we have that in the Ravid, we have the Ravid here? We don't have it. You have a Ravid there? Shkech. Oh, this is the Ravid with Avoida. I'm talking about the Ravid with Moiches. So the Shagas Aryeh, I'll just read you the Ravid by Meches. So I'm sorry, Matriach, could somebody get me a Rambam Hilchas Kilayim? The Ravid over there equates the two. So according to the Ravid, once you're not wearing a beged for the Hanoas Chimun, okay, once you're not wearing the beged for Hanoas Chimun, that's not Kilayim. You need the physical pleasure for it to be Kilayim. Which in either way, when the Kohen is wearing the Begodim in the Beis HaMikdash, in that location, he's not being miskaven l'shem hanoas chimum. So the Ravid therefore holds that the big day kohuna in the mikdash are permitted because the ma'ase levisha, the Ravid would agree if somebody would go and put on the big day kohuna in the mikdash l'shem hanoas chimum. First of all, he's not allowed to do that. It would be Mi'ilu Behekdash. Stam, a kohen wouldn't be allowed to do that. The scenario is not possible. Shkeach. The scenario is not possible. Because a person wouldn't be allowed to put on Big Day Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash to have anor. So he's putting it on for whatever purpose. L'shem avoida. Right? Then he's walking around with a beggar. According to the Ravid, just like there's a heter by the Moiches, because he's not wearing it l'shem hanas chimum. That's the sheet of the Ravid. So even though he's wearing it l'shem levisha, even if he would have a mind l'shem levisha, but according to the Ravid, if it's not l'shem hanas chimum, there's no problem. So the Ravid, therefore, in Hilchos Kilayim, the Ravid says, I don't see the issue here. Right, like the Ramah. Right, Moichei Ksus is Kimoichei Meches. It's the same halacha as the Meches has. That's what the Moichei Ksus has. So he doesn't, according to the Ravid, it's more broad. So I believe that the Pshat in our sugya is the same. Sai according to the Rambam and Sai according to the Ravid. The Gemara knew all those cases in Shas that we permit Levisha, even when you're not mamish doing avoda, chatosif abal asafik, and all the kashas that the Shagas Aryeh has, that those Gemara seem to imply that there's some kind of a hutra, and therefore the Gemara thought, if that's the case, so there is a heter to kilayim by big day kohuna. The Gemara says no, the heter of kilayim by big day kohuna is only either according to the Rambam bishas avoda. Or according to the Ravid, it's Letzarech Avodah. The Ravid holds as long as you're not wearing it L'Hanas Chimum, as long as you're not putting on for the purpose of Chimum, B'cham Ne'acham or B'ksham Ne'akshamim. So the Ravid holds in that case there's no issue of Kilayim. So, but either way, the Heter is Noveya, either because it's Duchuya, or because it's not L'Shem Anas Chimum. So according to the Rambam, the words Avodah means it's Duchuya. And according to the Ravid, Bishas Avoida means it's not L'Hanas Chimum. But according to both versions, the Havamin of the Gemara was that since we have all these sugyas, all the kashas of the Shagas Aryeh actually explain our Gemara. Because of all these sugyas that imply that you can wear Big Day Kuna when you're not doing Avoida, L'Chayret Sutra, it's not like Kilayim B'tzitzis. That was the problem the Gemara had. All the Gemaras prove that it's not Kilayim B'tzitzis. The Teretz of the Gemara is one of two things. Either it's Taka Dechuya because of Avoida, which is the Rambam's approach, and therefore it's not an exemption. The other Gemaras are not Shver because that's not called a Levisha. It's only Bishas Avoida that you need the Dechuya. Shaloi Bishas Avoida, you don't need the Dechuya. If the guy's putting on the beggar by Chatan Sefer Bala Sofik, if the guy's putting on the beggar when he's by the lottery, you don't need the Dechuya. And, or, according to the Ravid, the Gemara's answer is that since the Levisha is for Avodah, not for Anas Chimum, so then it doesn't matter when he's wearing it. But the bottom line is, either way, it's not a Kilayim Isser. Either it's Aseh Doiche, either, like the Rambam, it's Taka called Levisha during the time of Avodah, it's called Levisha, because the Rambam learns it's like Moichah Ksus, right? It's like Meches. During Avodah, it would be Osir, but Avodah permits it. Shaloi b'shas avoida, it's not ishtari, but it doesn't need an ishtari, because it's not a levisha, like by the lottery and by chatas ha'if. What I'm basically saying is that without the Shagas Aryeh's questions, this Gemara wouldn't even exist. If Taka all over Shas, the Gemara always said you can only wear avoida while you're doing avoida, the Gemara wouldn't even exist here in Erechim. But because there are so many sugyas that imply that you could wear the beged when you're not doing avoida, that was the Gemara's raya, whether you hold like the Rambam or the Ravid, that was the Gemara's raya that it's hutra, to which the Gemara gave a response that it's not hutra. Either it's dechuya, that's the Rambam's approach. It's only called kilayim because it's a ma'isa levisha, and at that point it's dechuya. And all the cases where you're allowed to wear the beged, it's not called levisha at all, because you're only wearing it on the tzad that it will be avoided. And according to the Ravid, the Gemara's answer is, it's not kilayim altogether. Since the heter is based on the fact that it's being worn for avoida, And according to the Ravid, even a Levisha, that's not for the purpose of Hanor, is not called a Levisha. And that's why anywhere in the Mikdash that you wear the Big Day Kohuna, that you're not wearing it L'Shem Hanor Schimun, you don't have a problem. And the Nail, according to the Ravid, it's permitted. But either, both according to the Rambam and Ravid, the Gemara's answer is there's no Hutra. The Gemara's Havamin is that it's Hutra. The Gemara's answer, it's not Hutra. Either it's Dechuya, which is the Gemara's answer according to the Rambam, or according to the Ravid, it's not Kilayim. Since it's being worn for the purpose of Avoida, even when it's not during the time of Avoida, it's not Kilayim, because you need to have Anas Chimum. You need to be wearing the Beged L'Shem Anas Chimum. According to the Ravid, there's no difference between Shas Avoida and not Shas Avoida, because just like by a Moichah Ksus, just like a Moichah Ksus, there's no difference between the time, the minute that he's selling it, or the minute he's just walking around the store. It's not being L'Shem Anas Chimum. So according to the Ravid, there's no issue with that. According to the Rambam, a Levisha L'Tzarech Avoida is a potential of Kilayim. Is a potential. It's only not a problem is if you're wearing it because I'm doing it L'Shem Avoida and it's not an Avoida. That would exempt it. Because then it's only called a Levisha because I'm doing it L'Shem Avoida and yet it's not. So according to the Rambam, it's Dechuya. According to the Ravid, it's also not Hutra. It's just not Kilayim. It's not the Isser of Kilayim. So they both agree, the Rambam and the Ravid both agree that by Kilayim, by Avoida, it's not Hutra. Either it's Dechuya, that's the Rambam's way of learning our Gemara, meaning it's called a Levisha during the time that you do Avoida, and that during that time you have a Hutra, a Dechuya. And according to the Ravid, since the Beged is being worn only in the Beis HaMikdash, Yemokam Avoida, so it's not called that it's being worn L'Shem Anas Chimum, therefore it's no different than Meches, which would also be permitted. Part of your intent is the Levisha. According to the Ravid, that doesn't play a role. Because Levisha is not what makes Kilayim. It has to be L'Shem Anas Chimum. You have to be wearing this garment in order to give you protection. And that's not called that's not why you're wearing the Bidei Kohen. Like Shelley said, Avad, if you're not wearing anything else, at this moment it's giving you protection. But that's not why I'm wearing it. I'm not wearing it for protection purposes. So therefore, according to the Ravid, so long that you're in the Mikdash, where at that moment the Beged is not being worn L'Shem Choyl. When you walk out of the Beis HaMikdash, you're wearing the Beged as a suit. Right? Which you wouldn't be allowed to do anyway, Al Tzmila Behekdash. Be'etzen. You wouldn't be allowed to do it anyway. But if you'd walk out of the Beis HaMikdash, you're wearing the Beged, at that moment it's called a Levisha. It's presenting you outside of the Beis HaMikdash. At that moment, it's a potential Kilayim, like anything else. It's a costume. It goes from being Big Day Kohuna to being worn as a costume. You like the look. So then the Rambam says, then the Ravid says, that would be Kilayim. That would be L'Shem Kilayim. I would venture to say that according to the Ravid, if you had somebody who didn't know this halach and he was walking out L'Shem Avoida, he also wouldn't be Avis of Kilayim, Be'etzim. He's not wearing it like the Chassam Sofer says. He's not wearing it L'Shem Anas Chimam. No, the whole point of the Chassam Sofer is that according to the opinions who hold that you could wear a garment for taxes too, even though you're mechaven to wear it, but you're not doing it for your own personal benefit to get the shelter of the garment, so then there will be mutter by Big Day Kohuna too. It happens to be that according to the Ravid, the gedder is that when you're in the Mikdash, you're not wearing the Beged as your own, for your own purposes. Therefore, at that moment, even if it's a Levisha, it's not Kilayim. And that's why he permits it in the Beis HaMikdash. And according to the Rambam, not. The Rambam holds no, a Levisha by Meches would be Usser. And therefore, Levisha Big Day Kohuna potentially could be Usser too. If you're wearing the garment because you want to wear it right now, it's Usser. Even if I'm not deriving a personal benefit from the Beged. And that's why the Rambam limited it. You can only do it B'Shas Avoida or L'Tzerech Avoida because then you don't have a problem anyway. Because Mamon of Shach. But just to wear the Beged, because you want to wear the Beged in the Beis HaMikdash, Shaloi B'Shas Avoida, according to the Rambam, is awesome. But both according to the Rambam and the Ravid, it doesn't involve any Hutra. It's either Dechuya, or it's not Kilayim. That's the way I would tie up the sugya. win. That's why it's okay. He doesn't want to wear the beged. In other words, what's his intent right now when he puts on the beged? The guy is walking, let's get something, this is one point I think that may be unclear. A guy who walks around the base of English with the big day kohuna, shaloi b'shas avoida, the Rambam says I have a problem with this guy. Because he's not wearing it now for any avoida specifically. Right? He's wearing it in the base of English. He knows right now it's not negeya to avoida, right now to wear this beged. It's not negeya. So he's wearing it l'shem levisha. It's not fano aschimum, obviously. But it's l'shem levisha. He's not wearing the beged. He's wearing the beged as a beged. Maybe it's because he doesn't want to go through the bother of putting on a beged and putting on his big day choyl and taking it off and putting this on. So right now, according to the Rambam, right now, he's utilizing the beged, not l'ano aschimum, but he's using it as a beged. So the Rambam says, I have a problem when you use a beged as a beged, even when you're not using it for the purpose of shelter. Even though I'll shelter you would wear your other beged. The Rambam has a problem with that, just like he has a problem with the moiches. The Rambam doesn't hold that there's an added condition that in order to be chayav for kelayim, you have to wear the garment for sheltering purposes. The Rambam doesn't hold that's a requirement for iser kelayim. So therefore, according to the Rambam, in the base of midrash, you can only be wearing the beged for a purpose. Why are you wearing this beged? Either you're wearing it b'shas avoida, or you're wearing it l'tzarech avoida, then it's okay. It's okay. And then even if it turns out not to be an avoida, it's okay. Because you're only wearing it on the tzad that it's an avoida. If it's not an avoida, you wouldn't be wearing it. I don't have a problem with that either. Now you're like the moichik says, I don't have a problem with that. But the Ravid says, no. I have a broader explanation what's called kilayim. What goes out of the guideline of kilayim. If you're not wearing a beged for shelter, that's not kilayim. That's why I don't have a problem with salesman selling a beged either. It's not for shelter purposes. Okay? So, the Ravid therefore holds that as long as you're wearing the beged in the Beis HaMikdash, so in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not wearing it for shelter purposes. You're not wearing the beged in the Beis HaMikdash for shelter purposes. The Ravid holds, therefore, you're no different than a meiches. You're not wearing it for hanas chimum. So you don't have a problem. So they both agree that there is no hutra by Big Day Kohen. That's all. Either it's dechuya or not kilayim. Those are the two approaches. Now there's another lashon in the Ravid which implies this as well. When he talks about Hanas Chimum. Oh, he talks about the Rambam gives a case here where a person is picking up an egg. So the Rambam says as follows. This is a Halacha Yud Zayin in Perek Yud. Lo yikach odom beya kishihu chama bebeged kilayim. Right? Sharei hu nene bekilayim. You're gaining from the kilayim. Mimnei achamoy mimnei atzina. Okay, you're gaining from the beged. The Ravid comes and he says, this ain't ze chimum b'kach. He says, I hold this is not chimum. Ki mashu toifes b'yodoi im habeya, ain't ze chimum b'lo yodoi yoysim in atzorim v'aloi dover poshiru ki tfisas hayad ainoi derech chimum. The Ravid says, not only does it have to be that you're benefiting from the kilayim, but you have to be benefiting from the kilayim in the normal way that a person gets shelter from such a thing. And a beged is not, the hand is not a normal place where you would protect yourself in that way, that you're doing the egg. And therefore, that's not called derechimum even. That's how far he goes. The Rambam is much more liberal in what's awesome. The Rambam holds if you have a beged of kilayim on you and you're deriving a benefit because I have this beged of kilayim, that's aser. That's the Rambam Shita. The Ravid is much more limited in his explanation what falls under the getter of derech chimum. Baal Kuponim, that's how I would touch up the Rambam and Hilchas Kilayim as far as Big Day Kohuna. And based on that, I think that number one, our sugya works beautifully because I believe that the energy of our sugya is all the questions that they ask. All the questions that the Achronim ask on the Rambam is what's behind our sugya. The fact that we see that in Shas, it's very liberal how a Kohen can wear Big Day Kohuna. And the answer of our Gemara is twofold, is one of two answers. According to the Rambam, the answer is it's dechuya. Anytime it would be kalayim, it's dechuya. And anytime it's not an avoida, it's mutter because it's not levisha. If you're only wearing it because maybe it's an avoida, it's not an avoida, that's not levisha. And the Ravid's answer is, since you're wearing the beged because of avoida, that's not called anas chimum. And since it's not called anas chimum, that's not called hutra. And therefore, it's mutter. Therefore, it's also. What's the reason? What's the magic? And according to this also, we understand the magic. As soon as the kohen leaves the Beis HaMikdash, the hutra goes off. What happened? The way I'm explaining, it's very partial. Because once you leave the Beis HaMikdash, now you're wearing it as a beged chol. Now you're not called a salesman. And just like if a salesman would leave the store. Let's say a salesman is wearing a beged in the store. As long as it's during the day, even though a customer's not in front of him right now, it's called he's wearing it as a mechiksus. He's wearing it as a mechiksus. Not a problem. But if the guy would then leave the store, so now already he's wearing the beged as a beged. That is called l'shem levisha, l'shem anas levisha. That's why the Ravid holds, the Beis HaMikdash is just a way of defining, not a hutra, it's a way of defining what kind of levisha I have. This is not called that I'm wearing it for anas chimum. I'm wearing it in the Beis HaMikdash, it's called I'm wearing it under the umbrella of avodah. Not mitzvah, I don't need the mitzvah. I don't need the mitzvah of avodah to push off the issur of kilayim. I need the mitzvah categorize what kind of levisha this is. And that's why it's much broader. The Ravid, all the mitzvah is basically doing is making it into a category. Big Day Kun is not being worn for Hanas levisha. That's according to the Ravid. And that's why it's not kilayim. End of story. According to the Rambam, that's not sufficient. That's why the Rambam has a more narrow level where he permits it. And even when the Rambam permits it, it's working with the Chiyah, because according to the Rambam, when you're wearing something l'shem levisha, it does become kilayim, even if it's not for anas chimah. That's basically the approach. Any other questions? Is that all? When he does the avodah. In other words, if I am wearing a beged only for the purpose of avodah, so it becomes a levisha when I'm doing it l'shem avodah. That's when the din levisha kicks in. I'm not wearing the beged for anas chimum, correct? I'll ask you a different question. The moiches, according to the opinion, holds meches is permitted, right? When is it permitted? When the tax guy comes into my house, it's too late, right? I don't know his schedule. He may be here in 20 minutes. He may be in a half hour. Maybe in 45 minutes. It's obvious that as long as you're wearing the beged in anticipation of the moiches, it's called wearing it for the tax purposes. We don't say, and if the guy never showed up, you were never over either. What happens? I put on the beged in anticipation of the tax collector, and he doesn't show up. I'm also not over kilayim. Why not? Because I never wore it. According to those who hold, wearing it for taxes is not called wearing. You follow? So, according to the Rambam, the reason why Big Day Kun is potentially an Isser, is because you're wearing it L'Shem Levisha. So you could be wearing a L'Shem Levisha one of two reasons. Either because you want to walk around the Beis HaMikdash now with the Big Day Kuna because you don't want to wear your own begadim now. According to the Rambam, that would be a potential problem. Even though you're not doing it L'Shem Anas Chimum, but you're doing it L'Shem Levisha, you're using it as a beged now. Or if you're putting it on for avodah purposes, then that's like Moich Ksus, that would be permitted. But because you need the Levisha for the avodah, that prohibits it. And now if it's not an avodah, it's fine to permit it.